Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be reviewing the last week of the show. And before we do that, you can find us on Facebook at Diva Days of Our Lives. We're also on Twitter at Diva of Dole. You can also find us on iTunes, and we have a blog on DivaDaysOfOurLives.com. And we're also, on iTunes, I said, and also you can check out all our radio shows, Blog Talk Radio shows. I think Anna's here. Anna, are you here?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hello. I thought I saw you pop in right at the last minute there.
Just in the nick of time.
Just in the nick of time, yeah.
Here to save the day. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yes, save the day.
I'm just kidding.
I'm Marianne, and I'm at Mama underscore Hooch on Twitter, and this is Anna. Mm-hmm. And where can they find you on Twitter?
At Cozy Hooch.
Cozy Hooch. Yes, and Carrie's not able to be here with us tonight, and she's the diva at Diva of Dole. And would also like to say hello to Amy Hapka and at Bob Hapka. I saw on Facebook he was going to Five Guys, so I hope he enjoyed
his yum.
Burger. Yeah.
Can he order me a grilled? Order me a grilled cheese?
Yeah. So they can call in any time if they want. So it's been a while.
Preferably
can also
not
follow
with their mouths full.
Oh, yeah.
not while eating, but any time other than
that. Yeah, yeah, any time other than that.
No.
And you can also follow Lauren Coslow at Lauren Coslow and Teo Penglis at Teo Penglis and any of the other days people that are out there tweeting. I don't know how many other ones are out there on Twitter. I don't see too many out there lately anymore.
Really?
Have you?
Huh. I haven't been on there a lot.
Twitter, yeah, not like they used to,
lately.
You know, some of them, but
yeah.
They're awesome. Yeah. So have you seen any of the show?
I saw some of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw some of it. I don't know how much of it I remember, but I did see some of it.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm really enjoying it. It has been really good lately, these last couple of weeks. I don't know. I think the writing has been good. I don't know. I guess if it's Dina and Ryan, I like how they're using all the characters. There's been a lot of twists and surprises. They're finally writing Andre really well. I like how they're giving him different layers, and we've seen his heart, and now he's trying to fit in. He's still a little, you know, he's one up on everybody, man. He's pulling, like, all the strings, and, you know, he's kind of like one up on everybody, and so let's see what else. Was there anything that stood out to you that was going on this week?
Well, there was no Kate, so that stood out.
There was no Kate.
She wasn't
on this
week.
I was
not happy about that.
Yes,
I was not happy about that.
Yeah. But she was in there with Andre there for a while the other week.
Yeah.
I think hopefully there'll be more stuff coming up with them or Eduardo, I guess, for their last time we saw she's getting close to Eduardo, and it looks like he's having a little bit of shady stuff going on with Dario and hooking up with the Kyriakosis. So I don't know. And I know he wanted Kate to go into business with him, but she told him no, she was sticking with the Demira, so maybe that'll come into play soon, I guess. So, but I guess the biggest part that was going on this week was the Hope fallout. I mean, the reveal that Hope murdered Stefano, which was all Andre's
Halloween
doing.
Party. So at the Halloween party on Monday, somebody was playing the recording of her saying she killed Stefano over and over and over and over again. That was Andre, right?
That was
playing it?
That was Andre, yes. Yeah. He got, of course, Hope is wondering, and Rafe were wondering, oh, this is probably Aiden's last revenge that he gave it to Andre. But Hope said she swore that he was being, you know, that he was being genuine, that he did not do that. So, but Andre finally explained that he actually got into, he knew that Aiden was so confident that Hope was going to have him back that Andre figured it out that he must really have something on Hope, something really big.
Mm-hmm.
That he was that confident that Hope would go back to him, so he broke into his room and got broke into the safe. Somehow it said some code word for Hope or something. I forget what he said. I don't know. Maybe it was, I forget exactly what it was. I couldn't remember. Maybe if he figured out the combination on the safe. Maybe if Jen remembers what it was in the chat room. Anyway, he got it out, got the recording, made a lot of copies of it. And he said to Hope, he says, did you think for 1 minute that you were going to get away with my father's murder and then set me up for it and get away with it, you know? And there was some really exceptional
great scenes
between him.
Oh, yes.
Great scenes between him and Christian Alfonso. I like when they come into the room and sat down across from each other at the table and they just sat there for a while and looked at each other.
Uh-huh.
Didn't say anything, but that intense look. And then Andre started talking, and Hope just sat there and wouldn't say anything. He said, well, if you're going to plead the fifth or we're not going to silence, he says, I can play that game or something. But then he just went on about it, and he says to Hope, I know who you are, Hope, he says. You're nothing. You're a liar and a hypocrite, and you're also a murderer. And it's just the way that he said it. And he said that she was just perfect as her alter ego, Cleopatra, because she had dressed up as Cleopatra. And he said she was also outsmarted by her adversary. You know, like, okay, Andre outsmarted her. And he said because of her arrogance. And she committed suicide by putting an asp on her breast. And he says, but maybe we can find a more less harsh way of dealing with you and making you pay for your.
He was
going on
and
on. Yes, and it's just the way his delivery and his timing.
I just love those lines. Oh my goodness. Those are epic lines for him.
He had lots of lines, yes, and it's the way he says them. And Christian was real good back, you know, as Hope explaining why, although she says it was still wrong, but why she tried to explain why she did it. And more or less, he kind of gave her this, because he has everything on tape, meaning everything implicating Rafe and Roman too. But she more or less, if she would confess to it, that he wouldn't play the tape, you know, that she could protect. He would help her protect Rafe and Roman. He wouldn't expose them. So, but I think there's a deal. There's more. I think just on this last. Jen said it was Hope's birthday. That was the combination to the safe. That's how he figured Aiden would have it. Would have something to do with Hope, he said. So he put in her birthday and it worked. So that's what it was. And I think there's another deal coming up, I think, between Hope and Aiden. So I don't know how much, you know, what's going to happen there, whether she's going to go to jail or go to trial. I think there's a trial, but so that'll be interesting to see. So there was really good scenes between Chad and Hope, too, and Hope and Sierra. You know, the whole, did you see any of those?
Not enough to describe them, but I did see that, I mean, like, with Sierra being shocked that her mom did this and everything. And
Right. And how she was upset and she kind of laid it out there to Hope saying, you know, I always look to you. You always told me to do the right thing and how we were such a, you know, you're proud of the Hortons and blah, blah, blah. And she says, and you even told me how you had just told me after you know, you're keeping the secret about killing Stefano that I shouldn't take Grandpa Victor's money because it was dirty. and here you go, you know, and you kill someone. It's just like, yeah, a little bit of hypocrisy there, Hope. I mean, she was full of it. So, and even Chad, pointed out to her that he could do that, like, to her, his father, and he thought when he joined the Horton family by marrying Abigail, you know, that he was giving the Demira name, a better, you know, trying to be a better person, and he looked up to the Hortons, and more or less, and he more or less looked at him and said, "And you're all no better than we are," more or less.
Oh, I bet.
Or worse.
Vindication at last for the Demiras, right?
For the Demiras.
That was
something
that was a long time coming, wasn't it?
I like how he pointed it out that you, like, the Hortons can do just, in fact, probably do worse. You know,
we've always said
did we
that,
ever,
you know, that, oh, they've always, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And did we ever really see Stefano actually kill anybody? Like, just never.
No, he ordered
tortured
other people to do it. But,
Maybe he ordered or whatever. Never actually saw kill anybody. Although he tortured them like crazy. But anyway, that was some really good scenes with Chad. And there were some good scenes with Chad and Andre after the fact. He come back, and that was after he found out that Hope did it, and he heard Hope confess, and Andre's sitting in his desk, and he kind of looks at him, he says, like, looking at him like, "You're sitting in my desk." And Andre just gives him that funny look, and he says, "Why didn't you come to me with it and tell me about it?" He says, "I tried to tell you, don't you remember?" Which he did remember.
Oh,
and Chad went,
yeah.
He says, "But if you would have played the tape with me," he said, "Oh, I'm crushed. It would have he says, you know, it takes that to believe your brother, you know." Actually,
I love it. The guilt.
The guilt. Yeah, just
is great.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. That's so priceless. that was the whole thing with the Hope thing, and I guess she's getting ready to go to jail. And she did say to Ray something about she wanted another meeting with Andre, so I think there's more coming up there. So that kind of I don't know if you have anything else you wanted to add to that storyline.
You covered it really well.
Yeah, they had some real good reveals and surprises this week. What did you think about Chloe and her baby? Or maybe it's not. It's not her baby.
That it's not. Did they finally say that for sure at the end of the week? Because I know that Phillip was telling Nicole that he doesn't know who the father is. So at the end of the week, how do they? I didn't see that part. How did they figure out that?
I know it's
Nicole and Daniels, but I don't know how
Nicole
they found
Daniels.
Out about it.
Well, they did flashbacks of Chloe, like she kind of like ran away with Parker, and wherever they're at, she's sitting there and she's kind of talking. She's talking to the baby, so she's telling the baby the story, but she's telling us, but she's also telling it through telling the baby. And there's flashbacks of them sitting in the park, and there's Sean Christian. I guess he must have come back for a little bit of this because it would have had to be new scenes. It had to be new scenes. He actually looked different a little bit, but had to be new scenes that there was a discussion between them of having Chloe be a surrogate for them. There was a discussion of that. So they had, before Daniel got killed, they did harvest her eggs in his sperm, and they implanted it in Chloe. So they did try it once, and it showed them in the doctor's office, and they come back and said, "I'm sorry, it didn't take." So they were all disappointed. And they said that she had so many left and that they could do it, and they could try again at any point.
Now, did Nicole know about any of this?
Nicole's. Okay, they did this back. Okay, they tried it. Okay, they tried it before Daniel died in the past. This is something we haven't seen. They flash back to that.
Okay, I got you.
So they did that. And I guess it didn't take. So they but before they could try again, Daniel was killed in the car accident.
Okay, gotcha.
So Chloe, and then, you know, Nicole's devastated, completely forgot, you know, probably hasn't even thought about that. You know, so Chloe went back again and tried it again and thought she'd surprise Nicole. Well, they told her at the fertility clinic that it didn't take. So that's why when she found out she was pregnant, she really thought it was Damon. Yeah,
she really thought it was Damon.
She didn't think in her mind, because when they had told her at the fertility clinic that it didn't take, so when it found out she was pregnant, that's why she thought it was Damon, because
how
they thought she was. Yeah. Okay. So then
that's
when Kate didn't do the switch. Yeah.
Uh-huh,
so when they didn't
uh-huh.
do the switch and it came back, all of a sudden, that's why she got that funny look on her face. The only thing she could think of is they must have been wrong. This has to be Chloe. I mean, this has to be Nicole. And that's why she didn't say anything. And that's why she just went away, I guess, to process this all. Okay. So then she ran away and now she's, and we got to see Nancy Wesley. Did you see any of that?
Yes.
Yes. Deimos met his match, didn't he? Deimos came to see her and was kind of more or less threatening her to find Chloe, and she told him in no uncertain terms to let her daughter alone. And she was adamant about that. So it was nice to see her back. And she doesn't know where Chloe is either. Mhm.
Yeah.
What's that?
It was nice to see Charles Shaughnessy.
And Patsy Peace. Yeah, that's another whole crazy storyline that they've established. So, did you want to talk about that?
I don't know all the pieces.
What do you think about that?
I just saw some of it. I'm kind of confused. So basically, he's telling Teresa that somebody's after her. That she's somebody's after her. And I mean, I don't know much about it because I didn't.
Well, he kind of first appeared when she went into she was going to confession or something.
Yeah.
She went into confession and he was there as he was there as a priest. And
he followed her in or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. And he said he kind of warned her that this Mateo, this goes back to her wild past. When she went into drugs and running around.
Okay, gotcha.
She got into this. She was in Mexico with this Mateo, and he's ahead of this big drug cartel. His father is, and he's in it too, this big drug cartel. So he's come to warn her. And so in the meantime, she's in the park, and this Mateo comes and sits down beside her. And he wants her back.
Gosh.
She left. She ran away from him, and she left and came to Salem. So he's threatening her, threatening Tate, threatening Brady, threatening her parents, that if she doesn't go back with him, he's going to kill her. Oh, she doesn't, she's not going to do that. She's not going to do that. But she does want to tell Brady because she's afraid if she tells Brady, Brady's going to go after him, and he's going to, he'll definitely kill Brady. So she goes to the one man that she feels can help her, which was Victor, and she meets him in the church, and they're sitting down, and he was very nice to her and very sympathetic to her, and he doesn't she says, you're just probably just so glad and thankful and that you're going to get rid of me now, and he says no, because that would break Brady's heart and Tate would be without a mother. And so she asks him, and you think, well, this would solve it. But he claims and he tells her that this Mateo is even bigger than he is, that he doesn't have the power to do this.
Wow.
And, yes, that he – so and then her dad said, the only choice that she has is to run away and to get Brady and Tate to run away. But she doesn't want to tell Brady because she knows. She says, Brady, he won't do that. He'll want to go and stand up to Mateo and he'll kill him. So her plan is to leave Brady and Tate, go back to Mexico and try to get undercover and try to bring Mateo down and work with her dad.
Oh, so that's why they're not killing her.
Go undercover.
Her off after all. Okay. Because I remember there was that rumor that she was going to get killed off. And she really wasn't.
Well, yes, but I don't. Yeah, but I don't think she was. But what they're going to do is, and her mom is just so, and she said, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't give up your life here. And she says, and how are you going to, so she's going to try to convince Brady that she's back hooked on drugs again. Brady's going to find her with drugs, and she's going to make everybody believe that she's the old Teresa again. So I guess that's how that's all. But it's so late. Isn't that just a, I know.
Aww.
I hate to see her go, But it looks like if they don't kill her off and she goes, and because Shane said, oh, he says it might take a couple of years, but we'll get him and we'll bring him down and you can come back to Brady and Tate or whatever. So I don't know. I guess maybe they're leaving the door open
for
her to
come
back.
They left the door open, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If she wants. But I hate – here's this poor Brady. This man can –
I know.
He can – every time he gets this, you know –
he gets so
woman,
screwed.
Yeah. So screwed, yeah.
The best bare chest in daytime. What a waste. I'm just kidding.
I know. And it's like, and then Nicole, I don't know, is gonna, I don't know if she'll go with Damon. Of course, we have Aerie coming back. So you probably think, we think probably Nicole's going to be with Aerie. But I mean, I don't know. I like her with Brady. So I don't know what they're going to do with Brady now. So that'll be a whole new thing once Teresa leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the kind of the two big surprises there with Shane and Kimberly coming back. Teresa and the big reveal about, well, then the thing now with Chloe and Nicole, she hasn't told Nicole yet. She called Nicole to tell her she needed to tell her something now. But in the meantime, Philip finally told Nicole, because Nicole didn't know, that Deimos wasn't the father.
Not the father.
So now Nicole told Deimos. Yeah, now Nicole told Deimos. And Deimos, of course, isn't believing her. So he demands and begs her to take him with her to see Chloe. So when Deimos shows up with Nicole, Chloe is pissed at Nicole for bringing Deimos.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she said, I don't know who you are. So I don't know now if Chloe's going to tell Nicole. That's kind
of
how it ended.
She might not, because, you know, if she knows that baby is going to be raised by Deimos. She might not want to turn him, the baby, over to her. So this, I can see this being a long umbrella story too, where
I don't think she's going to tell her like we think she is. Yeah, but this would be Nicole's. This would be Nicole's chance to have that baby that she never.
Oh, that would be cool. But what an interesting twist, though. That's very interesting. Yeah, the writing sounds really good right now.
Yeah. So this, I mean, all these different storylines coming up, were some good storylines. Oh, Jen said, Eric and Jen would be good too. Eric and Jennifer, because she means Eric. Well, that would be different too. And another thing that happened was Adrian and Jennifer bought the Spectator.
Out from under
the Kyriakis.
With the Kyriakis alimony money.
Yes, and Justin got wind of it and come over and is screaming him and Adrian were having their fight. And Jen said, and Adrian was so upset with him, and Jennifer says, why do you care what he feels like? You know, you're about to marry my brother. Like, what? It sounds like you still have feelings. Oh, no. You know, she's trying to deny it. So you can see the little workings of that. Except there's poor Lucas again. Getting thrown under the bus again.
Yeah.
Lucas and Brady need to join a club. I mean, they're Lucas and Brady. They can't keep their women
club.
At all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And Jen says, how about Lucas and Nicole? They went that route one time, Lucas and Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They did that, but I don't see that happening.
Well, Lucas and Anne, I don't see that either, but they seem
to
try to.
Yeah, I don't see that.
So, anyway, that was something else that happened this week.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Orpheus had kidnapped Marlena and Kayla and put them in coffins and set the coffins on fire.
Yeah.
So, another one, Andre saved the day again. Andre made his contacts. And it's funny, he was talking to Steve in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve was frantically trying to find out. He said, well, why don't you ask me to help? He says, why, do you have your dad's old contacts? He says, do you have dad's old contacts or something? And Andre says, he says, I know lots of people or whatever. And he says, I know where they're at. He said, and by the way, he says, aren't I the one that got you the help at Clyde Weston? And Steve says to him, he says, Well, that was Clyde Weston, Orpheus. This, we're talking about Orpheus. And Andre said, oh, yes, Orpheus is the far more superior villain. And that's all the more, that's the reason you and John couldn't find him. So Steve, says, stop busting my chops, Andre. Yeah, oh, that, they were good
I
to
love
get.
It when they
stop
get to
busting
work
my
together.
Chops, Andre.
I love that. Oh, I love it.
So he said, are you going to rely on the Salem PD or on me? And so finally, you know, Steve calls John and they go in and they come in through the door. And I think this might have been, I think this is the scene or the situation where Dracogus then got hurt because
oh, yeah,
the way they
yeah.
came in through those doors, then after that you see Steve taking Orpheus down. And you see,
yeah.
but you never see John, and it's you could. He's talking to him over there, but you never. At least I didn't see. You didn't see John getting rescuing Marlena and Kayla. You only saw them after the fact, and you saw Marlena in the hospital. And the person that came in to see Marlena in the hospital was Roman, not John. And it was said that John, that John was still on the scene and had to ask him.
So I'm
thinking, and this would have been the time frame because it happened in May and now we're seeing November. And they said it was when they came through the door on a, they pushed the king, you know, they ran, we're supposed to bust down the door. So I think this is where we won't see, even though Drake's back now, we're not going to be seeing him until probably sometime next year, you know, because it was a good, good 4 months that he was gone. To recover.
I hope he's okay.
So, that's but scary. Anyway, so that was so, you know, Orpheus is, I guess, he shot Steve. They were struggling with the gun went off, and he's laying there and he's, you know, bleeding out, and they called the paramedics. Steve's there, check again. It's like the thing that came to mind was that thing from The Wizard of Oz, that he's most sincerely dead. I was waiting for like the Munchkins to come out. And say, you know.
Oh gosh, I would have freaked out.
Because this was the two times now they thought Orpheus was dead, you know, and he wasn't.
Oh,
so this, you know, I don't know, third time's the charm. So,
I
don't know. But there's been a lot of good Steve and Kayla. A lot of good Steve and Kayla stuff lately. So,
they really have kind of done a good job with the balance. It seems like, except for not having Kate on all week, I'm not happy with that.
Well,
seems like they've done a good job with that. The new regime.
Yeah, we needed to see Kate dressed up for Halloween, which she wasn't at the Halloween thing. She could have at least been there in the square to hear. Yeah, to hear it all go down. You know, that was like, there was a lot of people in the square to hear Andre play that tape.
Yeah, that would have
been, interesting to see what she would have been dressed up as.
Yes, it would have.
And Andre didn't have his clown costume on. Everyone thought, oh, maybe he should have come as the – he just – Doug said, he says, I see Andre came dressed as himself for Halloween.
That's funny.
So, although he looked pretty darn good, but whatever. It would have been interesting if he was like – came as the clown again. But –
That would have been priceless.
So, is there anything else? I don't know if I'm missing. And then we had the Sierra CO, and we got to see Claire a little bit and Joey, but we still haven't seen Caroline Brady. She's still up and she's still taking a nap. But you know what people, when they take a nap, they just don't come back.
Oh dear!
So, I don't know how she's doing. I don't know how Piggy McKay is doing. You know, I don't know if if there's a problem or whatever. So, but they still talk about her, though. You know, they still keep
that's good.
Caroline out there. So, sounds like good stuff coming up next week too. So, But it's gotten, I think it's gotten good and the writing's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
So we've got some callers. You want me to bring some callers on before?
Sure.
This might be Angela. She's been on. Hello, Angela.
Hi there.
Hi, Angela. Thank you for that message, by the way. Appreciate it.
I've been thinking about you, praying for
you. Thank you so much. Doing better every day, a little bit at a time.
Good. That's the best thing. One step at a time. Has to feel
Thank
a lot
you.
Better.
Yeah.
I actually watched most of this week. I've watched it actually on my phone, and which has been interesting. I haven't done that in a while. So I don't guess I've seen Friday's episode. I'm not sure because I don't think I was gone all day today. So I don't think I've seen Friday's episode yet. But I guess I have some mixed feelings as far as this whole return of Daniel. They kind of promised us that. I thought they kind of promised us that the character didn't
I have to interject something real quick, Angela. Okay, so I had this procedure on Monday, and I was texting somebody, and I said, yeah, they brought my non-skid socks, and I said, I've got this green hospital gown, and then I said, oh, shoot, I sure as hell hope Dirty Dr. Dan doesn't come around the corner. I had a flashback to the Sony and NBC boards all of a sudden. I was like, oh, my gosh, I was dying. I was like, I hope he's really dead. Anyway, so I better wear down the non-skid so I can have a quick escape route. So I just had to interject that when you said Daniel. That made me think of it. Anyway. All right, I'll let you get back to your
haircut and a good bath when you're in heaven and you're back in a flashback.
Don't you notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very much cleaned up.
I had to just shake my head. I really, really just wish they had not gone there. I there's been so much of these incidences that we don't see on camera, but yet we see in a flashback. The switching of the poison or the sleeping medicine that Doc had in her bag that she left unattended, then that's how initially Orpheus was not dead the first time around when he took the medicine because it had already been switched. I don't think they showed that beforehand either. I think that was sort of an after-the-fact flash. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. But I am concerned. I don't want to go back and see Nicole and Chloe become enemies again. For so long I thought it was just preposterous that they could ever be friends because of the acid and everything that Chloe threw on Nicole's face years ago. It doesn't make for a good relationship after that. But they actually had sold me on the fact that they could actually be friends. And they need each of them need friends, especially girlfriends, And so I just find this whole story to be so convoluted. And then plus you've got the corresponding story with Tate and Teresa and Brady. I almost wish that Teresa would leave because we know she's leaving. I mean, again, I like Jen Lilly, think she has a great career ahead of her. Saw her on Grey's Anatomy a couple of weeks ago, thought she did a fantastic job. Have nothing but positive things to say about Jen Lilly. Wish her the best. But we know she's leaving the show, and they know they're not going to kill her off. Whether they come up with this, infamous ISA, another evildoer running around this world that no one else can capture. I just wish that almost Tate and Brady would stay, and Nicole and Brady would get back together. And she could kind of take care of Tate, and that could be her baby, versus us getting into another, saga of, will Nicole end up getting the baby or not, and then she's going to get mad with Chloe, and then Chloe can be worried about, whether or not to reveal. I do not buy for one second that somebody would go through this whole surrogacy conversation. And I frankly don't remember this surrogacy conversation from many months or a year ago. I do not remember that. As a matter
of
fact,
I think they just kind of wrote that in, saying that happened,
they,
I guess.
It was
exactly contradictory.
But when Chloe came back to Salem after the first time, she came to say that she didn't think that Nicole was fit enough to even be a stepmother to Parker. Now, why on the earth, if she went came back and they had a knockdown drag out for 2 days, and that was pretty much almost the whole duration that they were together,
yeah,
except that at the very end,
different
Chloe
writers,
said,
though,
oh,
probably.
I know,
think.
But it just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There are different writers, but honestly, we went through that, and then they just negated the entire thing and said, "Oh, okay." So then he would. And who in the world would have had the conversation? And why would we have never heard anything about any type of surrogacy? That is a huge decision to make, especially with Chloe, who has not been, was not Nicole's advocate to start off with. Somebody should have said something. And then even if they had gone through with it and had come back negative, and Chloe would have gone back and tried again, you just can't tell me that anybody with a lick of sense would not have at least thought of that as being some type of possibility of something. I mean, I give them a D on that story. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
I mean, they can come up with whatever they want to. But, you know, it's the way it's right now. They're still saying that.
Well, babies come every which way on days. Look what Chelsea.
But,
that was the wildest one.
Oh, yeah. Well, she
date.
Came out of the swamp from
even worse.
The bayou.
Yeah, out of a stillborn baby. Yeah. So.
I know, but.
Yeah.
Just,
but I just want to see Nicole have her happy ending and get her baby, whether it's, you know, hers or whatever.
Too.
Maybe her and Brady can raise it, you know,
or raise Tate.
With Tate.
And then worry about whether, you know, Teresa comes back or not later, because the show may not be on 5 years from now for her to come back later and for it to make any difference. And then that's a much cleaner story. And plus, I'm still hearing, maybe wrong, that both Nadia Bjorlund and Jean-Paul Lavoisier, at least, are leaving in December. And the absolute latest that Nadia is supposed to be on is in January. And I haven't seen anything that has said, oh, she signed a longer contract. Maybe she has. Who knows? I mean, at this point in time, I don't know how many much longer contracts they're going to sign until they know something from NBC or from another network or something. But I don't know. I don't buy the surrogate story. I didn't particularly care about any flashback of something that didn't exist on screen before. You can do that once or twice, but I feel like they're doing it too much right now. I mean, it's just, I mean, just like I would like.
How did you like the Andre and Hope, the Hope murder, the Hope the reveal?
I thought that was interesting. I was surprised about kind of the twist of the way they did it. I wasn't anticipating that. So anytime you're not anticipating something like that, that's good. So I think that could be interesting. But I'm telling you right now, I do not want Hope put back in an orange jumpsuit and put in jail again, because all that's going to bring back is flashbacks of her being beaten with the bag of oranges and the Dr. Jonas heart surgery.
Oh, I have a feeling she's probably not going to jail. I think somehow, some way, she's probably going to get out of it, make a deal with, some kind of deal, or I don't know. I would think so.
Be interesting if Andre came up with something kind of like what Stefano did with Kate, and all of a sudden, believe it or not, the worst, the crazier things have happened. That to save, because I think her big concern is really trying to save Roman and dear Rafe from getting in any trouble, and nobody else knows that part yet. Maybe she'll go and agree to marry Andre and. become a part of the Demerits. Now, then what does she do with her children? Heaven knows. But, I, you know, that would be interesting. And it would, you know, that would be a little bit different. But, I, like I said, as far as, like I said, I was a little bit disappointed with the Teresa story. I really loved seeing Charles Shaughnessy. And so, you know, anytime we get an opportunity.
I guess they
to see
had
him,
to find a way
things.
To get her off, which is kind of hard to believe. But she still should tell Brady this business. I'm not telling Brady, you know.
Please,
you could go to Victor. I'm thinking, oh, and Victor said, oh, he's more powerful than me. Well, you know, you could even go to the Demiras, between the Demiras and the Kyriakises and Eduardo and people, they could protect her. It's like, come on. But anyway.
This is kind of General Hospital times mob times five. You know, if there's not anybody in Salem that can combat any of these others, then you know it's a bad situation. And why is he waiting till now to show up? So, like I said, I feel like either Victor or somehow the Demiras are all powerful and can handle anything.
Anything, right? They always have before, so why now? Victor can't do anything.
Exactly. But now, maybe Eduardo, I don't speak much about Eduardo and Dario's new business. So maybe somehow they're going to be tied up in something. Because, you know, at one point there was supposed to be a whole Miami, Mexico story that just never happened. I mean, that may have been under Tomlin and Whitesell. I can't remember. But that's a whole story that they promised us that just, it was almost supposed to air about the time that Bo was supposed to start his long journey back to Salem, and of course it just never materialized. So I think that's a good thing. Abe Martinez on the show, I think giving Jordy, and I can never pronounce his last name, I've got to practice it because I really do like him, and I hate it, it's painful that I can never pronounce his last name. But I think he's a good actor. I've seen him on other shows, and I think this gives him a real chance to do something. So, like I said, it's kind of up in the air. I don't know. I want Lucas to have some type of love interest. I don't think Anne is it. I don't really think Adrian is it. And so I'm hoping, though, but I'm excited about The Spectator, and I have been wanting that for years, so I'm happy for it. If they will open up Dr. Horton's office and let them start running The Spectator out of that old office at the Horton House, I would just be happy as a clam. And then I don't care what they do, Jack be a recurring ghost, then let him come and help.
Yeah, they could have him being a ghost helping out. Yeah. You know what, I'm going to bring in, I think Jen's on the line, and I think we have another. Okay. Jen and Bobby. Bring on Jen.
Hey.
Jen?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey there.
Okay.
I like Angela's idea about Tony and Andre and Hope being married.
Oh, well, that's a switch. That's a different one.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
But Angela, you were saying
anybody
that, right?
With Andre.
You were thinking maybe
he needs a woman,
like
so
Kate,
I don't care here.
The Kate and Stefano thing. Yeah,
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're headed toward a DID with Andre. What
D-I-D.
Do you mean?
But I'm not quite sure. Do you think it's better to do that for just bringing Tony back?
Well, I would love for Tony to come back, but if we can't get Tony back, I can deal with DID. And I don't even like DID storylines, but I think Tao could stop.
What is DID?
Multiple personalities.
Identity something.
Oh, like a split personality,
okay.
Like Tony Garrett did on. Yeah. Yeah, they could do that because he goes because he, you know, his shades, and they're bringing up Tony, like he has shades of Tony, because even Kate brings up Tony. Yes, I would like to see him play either that two roles, Tony and. Yeah.
And I think it was Higley who wrote Best Tess and Wes on One Life to Live. So we might get it. You never know.
Hmm.
Yes, she was.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. Oh. That's my favorite version, but yeah, that is absolutely true. She did write that. She has written those stories before.
Hmm.
Erica Plezik was the best at it, though. So.
Yeah, yeah. She definitely wrote the book.
Yes.
And she did performed it under several different writers.
Oh yes.
So that would be good. That's good. That's a good one.
Okay. I'm going to bring before we go. I'm going to bring another caller on. We can all talk.
Okay.
Bobby.
Hey Ann. Hey guys.
Hey.
I would like to just say, first of all, I do agree that maybe Tony can have like what we've seen, because I've seen Bree Williamson, the former Claudia on General Hospital, pull this off on One Life to Live. Eileen Davidson pulled this off before, so it's not like like this had happened before on Days, because Eileen Davidson did this.
Mhm. Yeah, that would be great.
Also going back to I'm not buying into the situation with Nadia leaving Days as a yet. I just gotta see it for myself. But it's gonna be year to year, and like you said, depending on what happened with NBC, the show could be off the air by September of 2018 or right after the 2020 Olympics, because it depends on what happens. But I do want to say that I did see the best performance for the last 3 days of Days with Jen Lilly right there. And I would say it's great to see Kim and Shane back to help her out. I mean, I couldn't resist trying to do my best friend Drescher when I saw Shane, because that's all I think of, is that he was the dad and Fran Drescher's love interest on The Nanny. That's all I could think of.
If he old.
But I couldn't resist just trying to do that. But if they can just at least recast Teresa, that would be just great, because I don't know anybody else that would play her. I mean, if you girls got any suggestions of any actresses that might look like Jen Lilly or might fit the role, then just go right ahead and just bring it up right now. But I think the only person I would think of that would fit the role of Jen Lilly right now could be the former Lizzie on Guiding Light, who was Stacy on One Life to Live, and that would be Crystal Hunt, who was Stacy on One Life to Live. She'd be the only one that would fit the role of Teresa there. They were the recaster.
Yeah, I don't know her, so.
And hasn't she been in trouble with the law recently? I don't know if she's available right now.
I know that she did the reality show with Donna Mills and Vanessa Marcel and Lindsay Hartley, and I think there was another girl from Passions, I can't remember her name, a while back, but it would be great to see if Crystal might be available.
If not,
I'm looking at maybe the former Saved by the Bell, former Guiding Light star Lindsay McKeon to possibly fit into that role, or maybe the actresses with Britt on General Hospital, Kelly, I'm going to forget her name, but Brian Craig's fiance, I think that she would fit into that role.
Yeah. Well, you need to be a casting director, Bobby. You know all these people right off the top of your tongue. There's some people I hadn't even thought about.
I don't know all these.
Well, maybe I'll just wait, because I know, because right now, if Dave is thinking in the next couple of years, barring what happened with NBC having their way and just say, we're going to replace you with a talk show or a cooking show, and that's the last thing we want, NBC to end up the same way that ABC have ended up with their daytime programming. But anyways, it would be great to see maybe if they age Claire up a little bit, maybe getting the actress that was Amber on Young and Restless and Bold and Beautiful to take over the role of Claire, because she showcased her singing talents on Young and the Restless, Adrienne Fromm, and that would be possibly the closest thing that probably would put her, if they were to age Claire to an adult, is to just have Adrienne Fromm, the former Amber on Bold and Beautiful, to be in that role.
I want them to de-age Sierra. I don't care how old Lauren Bowles is. I think I want them to bring her back.
Yes, definitely.
I'll buy any explanation they give. I will buy
well,
any
you know what? If, you know what? It's funny as it sounds. I would love to see maybe Lindsay Hartley back on Days as Sierra.
Wow.
Because
no,
see Hartley.
But they have some great talented young kids playing them now, and I don't think they're going anywhere. I don't know how Bryson's James contract on Young and Restless is right now, where he would end up maybe want to go to Days and replace the actor that's now Theo, because I see a slight resemblance in acting talents and looks right there between Kyler and him. So I don't know if they can get Bryson James off of Young and Restless to come to Days if they were to recast him as Theo.
I don't think Bryson James is happy as a clam sitting over there at Young and the Restless. I would be surprised if he's going to lose something more to
Right, because I remember watching him grow up. Because I remember watching him grow up on Family Matters as Steve Urkel's friend Richie. And now look at him now. He's got a couple of Emmys and everything else, and he's involved in an interesting love, and he has a love interest on over there on that show. So I agree, but you know. Maybe, but there is a positive side to the whole thing. Last week I was literally starting to get ready to write to Galen and tell him on Twitter he jinxed the Cubs. Instead, he was right, but he was off by three games. So apparently Galen has turned into the Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future characters, where they go to 2015 to see the Cubs win the World Series and be off by a year. He's off by three games.
I need to make a list or keep this on the computer spreadsheet somewhere of all this casting, because honestly, it amazes me the people that you can remember and think of. I think, like I said, it's amazing. So you need to make sure you're keeping a good track of these things, because like I said,
in all seriousness, if I can, I do want to say that coughing thing where Opie was seeing Kayla and Marlene there, it kind of just scared the you-know-what out of me, and I probably won't use either one of the words, because I don't want to just get censored by you guys or anything else. But I'm telling you, I thought for a minute that if they're going to go the same way that they went with Vivian and Carly years ago, that's not the way. I mean, Marlene had been buried alive before, but I don't want to see Marlene and Caleb. At the time, I was thinking I didn't want to see Marlene and Kayla go into the same way that we saw with Vivian or what we saw with Carly years ago. That was the first thing that was going through my head. And I know Mary Beth Evans is a great actress, and there was no way they were going to just kill her off or write her off that way. And the same with Deidre Hall. So,
We knew they were going to be rescued, of course. At the last minute.
I think somebody over there... stunt department likes all that fire and whatever tools they use to create all those little fire things, because we've seen quite a number of these little events, you know, with Chad and Abigail and that poor woman that was trying to help Abigail deliver the baby, and then they pour alcohol or gasoline
or whatever.
Yeah, there
was quite a lot of fire.
Like the Hope and Bow.
Yeah, and we thought it was with Ben and Abigail. And speaking of Abigail, I'm so excited about next Thursday, to see Martha Miller as Abigail.
She'll be back.
It'll be awesome.
Hey, wow.
Thursday.
I mean, normally I don't care for recasts, but the last time I seen a recast that really impressed me a lot on a daytime soap, I will have to go back to when Bree Williamson first came on One Life to Live as Jessica. And I think if you go back a little bit farther, I think maybe it would have to be possibly when Jen Lilly was Maxie on GH, even though I knew nothing about her at the time, because I didn't watch her on MTV or seen the movie The Artist before she became Maxie on GH. So I'll be impressed with what this they can do on the recast side, because it didn't take me long before I started feeling that way about Sierra and how I compared her with the actress that was Christina, the original Christina on General Hospital. It took me it didn't take me that long before I started comparing them. So it's great. So I'll be interested to see what happened with Marcy this week. But I better just get off the phone because I know you're running short on time, and it's and I want to just try to get to bed before daylight savings time kicks in. So I'll let you all go and
you
all
got
have
an extra
night.
Hour, everybody. So yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Y'all have a good night.
Okay. Okay, you too.
Good night.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, Anna had to go, so we'll just let you guys go. But before we go, yeah, do you have anything to say before we go?
And he was saying Miss Marcy, I can never remember her name, but the new Abigail, I think is going to be really good. And I think she looks a lot like Ashley Benson, who was my very favorite Abigail. And I did see, if anybody is voting in the, I guess it's the People's Awards, Ashley Benson is listed as a candidate for Pretty Little Liars in the in the People's Choice. So if you want to vote for her, there were several there's several former Days actresses that are on like primetime or and so forth. But I really did like her a lot, and so I was real pleased to see that she was on there. And I think the new girl is going to look very similar to Ashley Benson, which will be a little bit of a difference from Kate Mancy. But anyway, like I said, I appreciate the show and appreciate you taking my call. I hope I didn't mean to make you go long.
Oh, no. We're just about ready to wrap it up. So, yeah, I wanted to try to get everybody on. So, but, yeah, everybody has good insights, and we'll see what I mean, I've been enjoying the show. I think it's going pretty good. So as long as they keep Teo on and Andre on, I'm happy. You know that. So that's it.
Well, I think Joel, whatever the story is with Teo, which is with Andre, and of course it's or Tony or some variation of thereof, and having him interact with Hope, I think would be very interesting, and it would be a different story.
Could be, could be, because I think there's some kind of deal, you know. That would be a twist. That would be a good thing. Hey, we got to get Andre with somebody. That's all. Somebody.
Well,
I just want to remind everybody about Day of Days next Saturday. So that should be. Yeah, so there'll probably be a lot of good things coming up, pictures and videos and interviews and. So we'll stay tuned for that. So for next week. So, all right. Well, thanks everyone for calling.
All right.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.